Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Great interview with Reggie McLeod of Big River Magazine, and a great book bag you're holding over there, Roel.
Well, it reminded me first of a interesting poem that Robert Frost wrote about the attraction that water has instinctively for people. He looks at all the people standing at wharves and standing along the ocean's edge, just looking out at the ocean. And here's his little four-line poem. They cannot look out far, they cannot see in deep, but when was that ever a bar to the kind of watch they keep? There is something fascinating about river.
Absolutely.
And I think Reggie, you know, has taken care of the upper Mississippi River, at least part of it. But let me suggest that if you have any feeling about rivers at all or want to learn about them, that you turn to a series that's been going since the 1930s. It's called the Rivers of America series. And in 1934 or 35, I think, they did the Upper Mississippi River by Walter Havigerst. He was a historian back in the 1930s. There's one on the St. Croix. There's one on virtually every river in America. But by far the most spectacular one is not the Upper Mississippi one. That's okay. But is the one on the Colorado River. It's a two-volume set. I don't even remember the author. But if you are fascinated by rivers and the effect that water has on people's lives, the Colorado River is folklore, it's history, it's geology, it is just beautifully done.
And it's upsetting. What's been done to the Colorado River?
Well, this was a little earlier than what's upsetting now is, yeah. And that's true with the upper Mississippi, that's true with rivers in general, right?
Yeah, the Colorado River, two volumes, worth looking at.
Yeah, well, they're all worth looking at. I mean, river by river, because each river has a different story and a different history. You think a river is a river, but it really isn't. And then, too, I would go back to Mark Twain's Life on the Mississippi, where he talks about how he learned to be a pilot. There is a great passage in there about the difference going through life is a tourist or a passenger, he says, and going through life as a pilot who can read the river. He says, once you know something, once you start paying attention to something, you really get to know it, right?
Yeah.
And the passenger sits there and said, what's there to do? Don't be a passenger in life.
Well, and, reading about a river is not the same as being on the river or watching it, but it does fire the imagination, and it does get you interested in it. But it is absolutely true. I have never departed from the banks of the Mississippi River in my life. From Memphis to the Quad Cities, this is where I live. And this is about all the time we have for today. We want to thank you for attending our program and our interesting conversation with Reggie McLeod of Big River Magazine. I'm Don Wooten, working with Roel Tweet. We'll be back next week for the next session of Scribble.